The theme of our readings, obviously, is the Word of God. It's even in the psalm. Can you imagine that the famine would be for hearing the Word of the Lord? That's a punishment. You see, days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine upon the land. Not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and rove from north to the east in search of the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. What would happen if the Lord withdrew his word? Takes like all the Bibles were burnt. Some of the martyrs in southern France, you know, died in defense of the biblical text. They wouldn't surrender their Bibles and their codices to the soldiers, and they were killed because they would not surrender the word of God to these people. So they're martyrs, but they're martyrs for defending the printed word of God. Just try to imagine what life would be like without the word of God. And as we do that, let's then decide, I'm going to be serious about this. You know, we live in a time when there is such a famine of the word of God that those who undertake a serious search for meaning in the Word of God are amply rewarded. You know, I was reading a very fine book yesterday, and all the ancients, all the fathers of the church, you see, were convinced of this one thing, that the Scriptures produce knowledge. The Scriptures, not me, I don't read it and get knowledge. The Scriptures produce knowledge. It's a gift. It's a gift. And oh, I could give you text after text. So their notion, you see, is that this is what we live by. This is how, because these words, when pondered and when enlightened by the Holy Spirit, create life within us. Life. That's their role. And that's an experiential life. I was reading yesterday about Augustine. He was telling his people over and over again, don't you know what it means to experience the reality of the Word of God? That the realities talked about by the text are taken by the Holy Spirit and impressed on your spirit so that you know divine reality through the sacrament of the Word of God. And so this threat that I'll take it away, you see, nothing could be worse. Where would we go? What would we do? How would we be able to have our minds enlightened and know what to do as darkness closes in? And the unique quality of the Word of God is that the Holy Spirit, through this Word, in this Word, impresses the divine reality upon our spirit. We know. Blessed those who know that. It's unique quality. And you see, it's when all the scientific work, history and philology and all that was going on, see, it was going on motivated by people, you know, driven by people who had no faith. So we got tons of very important information about the Bible, but not about the realities the Bible is mediating. A big difference. This is a threat. Days are coming, says the Lord, but I'll send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Hearing it in your spirit, knowing the word of the Lord. And we have, as I say, these martyrs up there in southern France who would not give up the word of the Lord. They would not surrender their Bibles. And they were killed. So it's worth repenting or thinking about and repenting. That's why it says, one does not live by bread alone. We just all sang this, right? But by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's how we live. From the word that comes from the mouth of God. And then the quotes from our responsorial psalm are all from Psalm 119, which is, you know, the longest psalm in the Psalter. And it's all about the word of God. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. My soul is consumed with longing for your ordinances at all times. I just want to know your will. I love you. I want to know your will. What is that you will for me? What is your plan for me? Huh? Behold, I long for your precepts. Oh, just give me your commands, Lord. Let me understand what's printed on this page so that I'll live. It's so beautiful. And our Lord himself quotes it in the Gospel. He calls Matthew, sitting at the customs booths, another one of these tax collectors working for the occupation forces. And he says to him, follow me. He got up, left his money table, his good job, everything, and followed him. And he was so happy, he threw a party. This is very nice, isn't it? And he invites all his friends. Well, all his friends are crooks. So he invited all his friends. And sinners. Well, sinners are anybody, you know, who don't keep the Quran. I mean, they had that attitude toward the Torah. But it includes prostitutes and people like that. And so Pharisees saw this and said, no, if this were an upright religious man, he wouldn't be at that party. So now they're trying to reduce the esteem the disciples have for Jesus. How come he brought you to this party? They're standing outside watching the crowd. And the Lord says, those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. This is one of those along in here all where he's inviting them to ask him a question. See, it's mercy. Then you're some kind of doctor. Then he can answer them. They'd have no interest. It's the same with so many of the other responses. They're all an invitation. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. That makes you greater than God who gave us this Sabbath? Not greater than God, but the Son of God. He's inviting them. And of course, they won't hear about it. And then that text from Hosea. I desire mercy. See, the word is chesed. Chesed, as you know, is enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. That's what the Lord's looking for. Now, it got translated mercy. Why? Well, when God has chesed, that is, when God has enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant, million times more than we do, he promised to take care of us, he does. He promised to make us his people, we are. And we're bad. You see? So when God is faithful to the covenant, it's mercy. It's certainly not that we're not going to take him to court, you know what I mean? It's mercy. And so that dimension of Hesed, enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant, which is not only with God, but with one another, to care for one another, to help one another with the word of God,